Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Today or catch the archive, however you listen to it. You know, we just thank the Most High for you all. Today we're going to have another rap session here. You know, we're always having good conversations here with the brothers. And right now we got, you all know Brother Sam. We got Brother Lamero and Brother Rhino here, as well as myself, Brother Craig. And, you know, we're just going to have a rap session. We're just going to talk about some of the things and, you know, that we normally talk about. So you all can hear it. You all can hear, you know, we don't always agree, but one thing that we do agree on is we agree that the word of the Most High is our authority. You know, we always go back to the word, and like I always say, if we're out of the word, you know, correct us, you know, give us, but show us scripture, and show us scripture that makes sense. One of the things that Brother Ronald and I were talking about today is someone gave him a couple of scriptures to read. One of them was Romans 9, 30 through 33. And as a matter of fact, yeah, let's go ahead and pull that up. We're going to start that conversation off like that. So we're going to pull that up. Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through 33. This is what they gave when they found out that he was Hebrew Israelite. And this is how, and this is very common. This is how people in the church tend to operate. You know, taking things out of context and don't know what they're talking about. Let's just see. I want you to see what he wanted him to read, and you'll get what the brother was trying to say through these scriptures. Listen, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it was written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, I know that, you know, the churches, especially the black churches, and, you know, the Christian churches and Pentecostal churches, I know that's a speaking in tongue verse right there. That's where they go off and, you know, lose it. That's where they lose it. But before you lose it, let's go back and get a little bit of context, which the brother obviously did not do. Because if he did, see, that's what they like to do, jump around, jump there. And you got to get, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept, but you got to get the line first.
Right.
You got to understand that line first, and then you add to it, all right? Let's read verse 1. It says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bears me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, from my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. I just talked about that earlier today. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the services of the Most High and the promises. You know, see, if that brother had read that first, it helped to put the rest of the text in context.
Speaking on that context, let's talk about the book of Romans. There's just spirit going around and a philosophy that it doesn't matter. Who are the true people of Israel. And this is the spirit of, individuals that use out of context the text that IP just read in, the latter verses of the ninth chapter of the book of Romans. Now, let's get some context here. The book of Romans is attributed to Paul, the Apostle Paul, and it was written around the years of AD 55 to AD 58, somewhere in between those 3 years, somewhere in that top 3 year time period, Paul wrote the book of Romans, most likely from Corinth, from Corinthians, where you get the book of Corinthians, the European city of Corinth. Now, being as though he wrote the book in AD 55, AD 58, this would put this between 20 and 25 years after the church began. And so this book here in Romans gives us an insight into the thinking and the mindset of the Apostle Paul some 20 to 25 years later, over two decades later. Paul is still lamenting and mourning over his people according to the flesh. Now, take that. The Apostle Paul, right here in the book of Romans, I didn't know that he was going to read that. I already had it, so this must be the Spirit of the Most High because it was already in, already pulled up. I didn't even have to. It was already in the Bible because I was just addressing this ninth chapter and, dealing with the first three verses in one of the other Christian versus Hebrew groups. Now, if it does not matter, I'll ask this question and I'll give space for someone else to chime in. But if it does not matter, if it doesn't matter who are the Jews and who are the Gentiles, if there's no need to make a distinction between the two, and we are wrong, I should say, we are wrong for trying to awaken our brethren to who we really are and who they really are. If that is wrong, then the Apostle Paul has to be wrong as well. Some 20 years after the Holy Ghost descended on Pentecost, Paul, in this ninth chapter, he says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness. I'm telling you the truth, and my conscience is clear, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Why are you sorrowful, Paul? Continual, not just a day. It's a reoccurring thing. It's in my spirit, in other words, that I have great heaviness
and continual sorrow in my heart. Why, Paul? Why? You got the Holy Ghost. You've been baptized. All of that good stuff. You've been taught by Christ in the wilderness himself for 3.5 years. Come on, Paul. What do you have to be sad about, Paul? Verse 3. For I could wish myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. My brethren. Now, let's see if he's talking about the local congregation, Christian congregation, or if he's talking about his natural blood siblings and family. Let's see. For I wish that myself, I could wish that myself, we're in Romans, the 9th chapter, we're at verse number 3 now. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, Mashiach, for my brethren, my kinsmen, my family, according to the flesh. Wow. Wow. Paul here is talking about a natural people.
That's racist.
It's racist. Is Paul racist? The Apostle Paul that Christians love to quote out of context?
Out of racist.
And see, like I started off saying, you want to jump to the 30th verse, down to verse 33. See, I told you it doesn't matter about the Gentiles got the promise and the Jews were cast off.
Yeah.
But then you didn't read the rest of the writings of Paul. It said, has he cast off his people, Israel?
God forbid.
Right. God forbid. So now, if you want to take the totality, if you want to get the truth, you have to take the totality of Scripture. You cannot base doctrine off of one or two or three verses unless. Remember that word, unless. You can base doctrine, but that doctrine has to conform, comply, and agree with all of the rest of the Scriptures in the book. Old and new, Genesis to Revelation. If your interpretation conflicts, goes against any single other scripture in the book, it is false. It is a false and erroneous interpretation. It's just that simple. And so we find here in this text that Paul was concerned about his brother. According to the flesh. But we say it doesn't matter. We need to wake up, Hebrews. Well, we got this article here. I posted in the group as well. For the same individuals that say color doesn't matter, in Christ, color doesn't matter, and the color of Christ doesn't matter, the color of the true Hebrew Israelites does not matter. It just doesn't. In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. Another scripture that's taken totally out of context. Read it. Matter of fact, let's go there. Let's get the scriptures. And see exactly what Paul was saying. Let's get that text.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Galatians as well, but it was said a few times. I wanted to get on.
Why are you getting that, though? Me and Brother Ronald was talking about it on the way that, exactly what we say, people take these verses, and what they do is, what they're actually doing is what the Bible refers to as resting the scripture. That's what they're doing. They're twisting and finagling it to fit into their doctrine or to fit into their denominational concept or theology. And that's what people do. And so that's why you see them take a verse and it's totally out of context.
Right.
Totally out of context. And when you actually go and read the whole book or the whole chapter, you'll begin to see, like, wow, Paul didn't mean that at all. He just took that totally the wrong way.
Right.
It's the same thing like they do in politics. The same thing that they do when they want to get at one of their adversaries. They take a little snippet of what the person
say out of context. We've seen that a lot lately.
Right.
They'll take things out of context
right.
and get people going all crazy and people fall
right.
for it. And so they go back and see the whole thing and say, well, you know what? That brother didn't mean it like that at all.
Right, right.
And the scripture was Galatians, the third chapter. Well, that's one of the scriptures. It's mentioned two or three times in here. So those of you who are theologians and scholars, those of you theologians and scholars out there, realize that when you have a verse that's repeated, it is of importance. And so we understand the concern and the attention that is paid to this particular verse. But, however, like I said, you have to take the scriptures in their proper context and line upon line. If I know Paul said over here that salvation is to the Jew first, just like it was said in the Old Testament and by grace, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, and we just talked about the importance of a particular verse or thought being repeated, that if salvation is to the Jew first, how do we facilitate that if there's no Jews and no Gentiles? Naturally speaking, how is that logically possible? Right? So the logical assessment is if Paul says it's to the Jew first and the Gentiles come after that, and the rest of humanity comes after that, then there has to be a difference. So when he's saying it's no difference here, I got to go back and get the context, or else there's a conflict, or Paul is schizophrenic, a liar, or whatever. Mm. Right? One verse he says one thing, the next verse he says the total complete opposite. In the prevailing pseudo theology of Christianity, right? It doesn't matter. You guys are racist. And the Most High says, "You alone have I loved out of all the nations in the earth."
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
We gotta wake up, Hebrews. We really gotta wake up. These folks and everything that they do. Your race and your nationality matters. When you apply for a house, you fill out that uniform residential loan application. When you fill that out, what do they ask you? But it doesn't matter, though, right? What's your ethnicity? What's your nationality? Right? Right? Any social programs you go for on the application, what is your nationality? You got to wake up from the Christian delusion, Israel.
Let me interject this, though. Let me say this because, you know, we don't want people to think that some people think because that you are for your people that you're against other people. We're not against no other people.
Right.
We are for the words of the Most High.
Right. Right.
And with the Most High say.
Right.
It's not that we're better than other nations. It's just that the Most High has given us a place. You know, he's given us a place. You see? And we have to as people, as the people of the Most High, what we need to do is refocus because we spent so much time, you know, and it's sad that we got to keep going over this because we have to. We got to keep reinforcing this and keep reinforcing it. But we need to get to a place where we can move past that, where we know where we're not so focused on, you know, identifying who we are, but to the place where we're getting to the mission, what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And what we're supposed to be is the head of the nation. That's what
right.
we are supposed to be.
That's
you know,
right.
That's not something that makes me racist. That's just something that says, I believe what the word of the Most High says.
Mm-hmm.
That's what type of deal that is. Mm-hmm. You understand? So when I, let's say if I was a Gentile, I said this to somebody the other day. If I was a Gentile, right?
knowing this scripture, knowing this word, and if I really believed in this word and I thought I was a Gentile, you know what I would be doing at this point? I would be trying to find a true Hebrew.
Right.
You know why? Because in the book of Romans, chapter number 2 or 3, 4, 3, I believe it is, where it says that to them, no, where is that? That's not Romans, right? To them were committed the oracles.
Romans 3.
Right.
What advantage hath the Jew for circumcision? Much in every way.
Mm-hmm.
For that to them were committed the oracles.
If I was a Gentile, if I believed I was a Gentile, I would be trying to find out who the real Hebrews are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If that's where the oracles are,
right,
the promises pertain to them,
right,
and the covenants pertain to them,
right,
and the Messiah said, I have come not but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, I will be trying to find a true Hebrew and one who's filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. I will be trying to find one of those.
Right.
Because in these last days, after the time of the Gentiles, you all are going to have no choice but to hear Israel, because that's the Most High restoring the order.
Right.
And the order is, the biblical order that I think people miss or totally disregard is that, of course, we know that the Most High, he's number one in all, the Father. There's his Son and his Holy Spirit. And then here on earth, the Most High has ordained Israel.
Right.
So you as another nation, it's not anything, you know, that we exalted ourselves above you or anything like that. And we as Hebrews, we need to rethink that instead of us shooting people down, we should be telling them how they can save themselves from the judgment.
Well, I'm just trying to be nice.
Fall in place as a nation, because you have a place. And that place is in subjection to Israel.
Right.
Because Israel is ordained to be the head.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying we should go forth with that mentality. That's what I propose.
Right. You know, scripture tells us, I was trying to be nice and diplomatic, and, you know, that's what we always outspirit. But the scripture says that we are above. I will make you above. If you keep these commandments, you will be above.
And so
if you want, we're not excluding anyone. So you can be above too. Hebrews are already predestined to be above. You were created to be above. That's who you are. Kings, queens, and priests. Like I said.
Royalty.
Right. Like I said, we are the priests of this world. Behind the Holy Spirit that's guiding and leading us and enabling us. We as being the Hebrews, salvation is of the Jews. Now, we don't exclude anyone. We're not against any other nationality. If you want to be saved, if you want to be a part of the winning team, because the time of the Gentiles is up. It is over. It is over according to the astrological people that do all of that stuff. It's over according to them. And it's over according to the word of the Most High. If we are in the last of the last days, and I believe that we are, the scriptures tells us that. The scripture says that the holy city would be trodden underfoot until what? Until the time of the Gentiles would come to an end. Guess what? That ends the church age as well, because the church was to engraft the people into the vine. It is a parenthetical period in our history, in Israel's history. It's a parenthetical period of time where the Most High allowed salvation to come unto the other nations to provoke us to jealousy. But he said, if we would turn from this and remember our heritage, remember our Elohim, which is Yahweh. Remember him. If from this we would turn
from our lawlessness, our iniquity. We don't have any law. What has that done for our people? It is keeping us enslaved, folks, and giving these folks the upper hand to destroy us and to keep us oppressed. We're not against any other nationality or group of people. We're just for our people, Israel, the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob. We're about our people. And we want to see, and we're going to see, our people rise and come back to the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, which is the Constitution of our people. The Constitution of our nation.
Amen. Amen. You know, let's listen, man. If y'all expecting when you come to this broadcast not to hear truth, you're going to hear truth. We're going to put it out, and, you know, you're going to have different methods of putting out the truth. But one thing that you're going to hear is the truth, and we're going to fight for the truth, you know. But I do want us to, I do want to say this, that there's a mission. There's a mission. Let us not forget that, my Hebrew brothers. We have a purpose. We are a holy people, like I said a few weeks ago. We are a holy people. That means separated. That means that we are different.
Right.
You know, that means that we are different from the rest. You know, that's what holiness means, separated.
Right. Right.
And not just to be separated for the sake of being separated, but separated for a purpose.
My goodness.
You see? So with that in mind, brothers, sisters, shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Afraid of what? You're afraid of how they make me feel. Were they afraid when they smashed our babies on the rock? What?